Welcome to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. My name is Russell Brunson, and I'm what you call a serial entrepreneur, but with a twist. You see, 50% of my time, I'm the CEO of ClickFunnels, helping over 100,000 brands to grow their companies with funnels. And the other 50% of my time, I'm actually in the trenches using ClickFunnels to grow the startups I believe in. During this podcast, I'll take you behind the scenes and show you how we are bootstrapping ClickFunnels and my other businesses from startup to nine figures and beyond. Welcome to the show. As a business-to-business marketer, your needs are unique. B2B buying cycles are long and your customers face incredibly complex decisions. Isn't it time you had a marketing platform built specifically for you? LinkedIn Ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers. LinkedIn Ads allows you to build the right relationships, drive results, and reach your customers in a respectful environment. You'll have direct access to and the ability to build relationships with decision makers, a billion members, 180 million senior-level executives, and 10 million C-level executives. You'll be able to drive results with targeting and measurement tools, but specifically for B2B. In technology, LinkedIn generated 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend than other social media platforms. You'll work with partners who respect the B2B world that you operate in. 79% of B2B content marketers said that LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. Here at ClickFunnels, we also use LinkedIn ads to get more of our high-end dream customers we can't target anywhere else online. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. All you gotta do is go to linkedin.com/clicks. C-L-I-C-K-S, to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/clicks. Terms and conditions may apply. You've already done the hard part. You started your business, taken the leaps to believe in yourself and your vision. But if you want to make more money doing what you love, you need to grow. And to do that, you need a marketing strategy. There's a recent episode in a great new podcast called This is Small Business that talks all about this. You learn how to identify your target audience and where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're making the most out of your budget, and how to use data to set goals. This is Small Business is an original podcast from Amazon and answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your own business, looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to grow, This is Small Business has practical tips that you can use today. And this show covers all sorts of small business topics. Coming up this month, you'll have a chance to learn how to grow your email list from one of my favorite people on the planet, Jenna Kutcher. And you're also going to get step-by-step guidance for accelerating your business growth with Amy Porterfield, another one of my favorites. So make sure you go and follow the This is Small Business podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss out on those fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This is Small Business for sponsoring the show. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. We are recording another one in our new makeshift studio, which has been a lot of fun. Hopefully you enjoyed the last episode here. I had actually a lot of fun with that. I was talked about with Ben, who's here with me, how just typically with the podcast, most of my episodes are like 10 minutes, but because of like just the format of like I'm doing a video and Ben's in the room and I'm excited, like there's energy here, like it went for 20 minutes. I feel like that episode went really well. So hopefully this one turns out well, you know, good as well. Who knows? May or may not. So I want to talk about dramatic demonstrations today. And obviously, traditionally, when we think about dramatic demonstrations, I know it. In the funnel hacker world, and like we talk about funnel hacking, like people think, oh, dramatic demonstration is a challenge or a webinar, which yes, it is, but it's way bigger than that. In fact, Stephen Larson and I actually finally just set a date. We're doing a dramatic demonstration 3-day event here in Boise at his offices to teach dramatic demonstrations. We're going through like what the curriculum is going to be, and Steve's got some really cool things on like offer hooks and how to create those and craft them that is really fascinating. In fact, it's really cool. We talked about the last funnel hacking live. We've done 2 events on dramatic demonstrations. And again, the pros and the cons, I think that everyone's kind of categorized in their head, like dramatic demonstration is a challenge or webinar, which it is. But as we're building the curriculum, I was like, Steve, I want people to understand that in my mind, dramatic demonstrations are more than that. Like there's different types of dramatic demonstrations. Like everything we're doing is a type of dramatic demonstration. Even like literally a podcast episode, this is a type of dramatic demonstration. I'm being dramatic and demonstrating stuff and get you excited about something, right? Dramatic demonstration creates excitement and engagement for the hook that you're putting out there into the world, right? So for me, it's like, it's always reverse engineering. You look at like, what's the thing that we are trying to sell? So the example I'm going to share with you yesterday is the Dan Kennedy business, right? I bought Dan Kennedy's business a couple years ago. It's been one of the coolest, it's been a fun partnership. It's been a fun business. Like I love everything about it. There's so many fun things that we have in the plan, but the core of that business is the newsletter, right? It's like core of ClickFunnels is the software, the recurring revenue, like core of, the core of magnetic marketing is the continuity, right? Which again, if you've been following my world, continuity, if you don't have continuity, you don't have a business. Continuity is king. It is the most important part, right? So the newsletter is the continuity for Kennedy's world, right? And so when we first bought the company, I think it had dwindled down. So let me step back. So I think at the peak, and this is all rumors, I don't have any proof of this, but the peak when Bill Glazer ran it, the rumors were it had about 10,000 members in it. So, that's pretty cool. And then they sold the company, and then the people who bought it basically for like 8 to 10 years just beat the crap out of it. And then we got this like limping along baby, like barely still alive. Like, hey, Russell, you want to buy the company? And like, oh, you guys beat the crap out of us. Like, literally, they were. Anyway, I won't go too much in the stories other than when private equity companies buy your company, like, anyways, it's interesting. They put in their own CEOs and their own people and their own staff. And you look at like the books, like these guys were literally just like using it as their own piggy bank. Like, it was just crazy, like stripping cash out, doing promotions, and then paying themselves 100%. Like, just it was bad. They beat the company up really, really bad. So when we got it, it was like, it was on life support. It was like, you know, like trying to keep it alive. And it's actually fascinating. If you read the Traffic Secrets book, I referenced this article by Kevin, I think it's Kevin Kelly, about 1,000 true fans. Like, for a business to survive, you need to have 1,000 true fans, right? For an artist to create art, you need to create 1,000 true fans. And if you have 1,000 true fans, it'll pay for it forever. And so when we took over the Magnetic Marketing business, you know, this thriving company that started out, you know, 10 years earlier, 10,000 active members, had dwindled down to a little under 1,000. But these were like the 1,000 true fans. Like, this is like the people that no matter what happened, were never leaving because they love Dan Kennedy, right? And so it was kind of, that was kind of fascinating. But we got this thing, and I'm like, hey, this is the lifeblood. And we're like, we're on life support. The only thing that matters right now is growing continuity. So we created the first MIFKI offer. We put it together. We launched it to my list, Dan Kennedy's list. We had affiliates promoted. And within a very short period of time, we got 5,000 people to join the continuity, which was amazing, right? And now we were like back in, you know, back in business. And then from the 5,000, obviously, when you do a launch like that, you get 5,000 people. And then a lot of them are just coming in for the free thing. So we dropped down. So I think we settled right around 3,500 or so members were in this thing. And it was like, hey, now we're back in business. We have this continuity. It's sustaining growth. It sustains employees and the team and all that kind of stuff. And then we started reinvesting money back into traffic and started growing it from there. So that's been what's been happening the last 2 or 3 years, is growing that continuity. And then we do different dramatic demonstrations with a goal to get people into continuity, right? So one of the things we did is, after I bought the company, I did a magnetic marketing sprint, right? We did a Renegade Millionaire Challenge. We did these different challenges to get people in, which have all been great, right? So all these dramatic demonstrations. But what I think most people are forgetting, and me included, is like, the dramatic demonstration is not just a challenge or webinar. Like, it's all the other things around it, right? In fact, the very first Funnel Hacking Live, when we taught dramatic demonstrations, I showed like what were all the dramatic demonstrations I did to sell the Expert Secrets book, right? And so in there, I talked about, like, for the affiliates, here's all the things I did to affiliates. Like, we sent them a copy of the book blank. Then we sent them the first 4 chapters. Then we like, with the .com Secrets book, we were sending them keychains to Ferraris and talking about the giveaways. And like, we were like, I was creating this whole, all these little mini dramatic demonstrations to affiliates to get them excited, right? So like, there's this whole channel of types of dramatic demonstrations to get one type of customer, which are my affiliates. Like, affiliates are a customer type, right? If I can get one affiliate to buy into my thing and they promote to their audience, I can get 100 or 1,000 people to buy my book, right? So I have a whole series of dramatic demonstrations just to get affiliates. Then we have the marketplace. How do we get the marketplace excited, right? If I just come out like one day, like, hey, I wrote a book. The market's like, wait, what? Who cares? Like, there's no purpose, right? Like, we create dramatic demonstrations in advance of that to create the excitement and the buzz and the hype and get people excited, right? So for example, like, you notice when I'm writing a book, I don't just write it in isolation. Like, I talk about it, right? When I wrote the Expert Secrets book and I was as like 250 pages into it, I decided to delete it. Like, I went live on Snapchat at the time because that was what we were all doing back then. I was Snapchatting me, deleting the entire book, and people were freaking out. Like, they're part of this journey. They're seeing these dramatic demonstrations and stuff is happening. It gets them buying. So when the book comes out, they're more likely to buy, right? With the ad campaign, like with the Expert Secrets book, we literally got my book. We dumped gasoline on it. We lit it on fire. Like, oh, this book is literally on fire. Like, you got to buy a copy, right? So the ads people are seeing their feed is me burning my book. And they're like, oh, and like, that's a dramatic demonstration, which is an ad. So dramatic demonstrations aren't just the challenge of the webinar. It's all the things that lead to that, right? So there's dramatic demonstrations for affiliates, dramatic demonstrations. Man, it's hard to say fast. DDs, we'll say DDs. DDs for ads, DDs for social, DDs for like your email list, like your following, all those kind of things we're creating, right? In fact, right now, we just saw, if you listened to the last podcast episode, we just launched a little mini dramatic demonstration series over on social about how I'm writing a best-selling book and hopefully selling 1 million copies, right? And in that dramatic demonstration, I'm going through and like showing all the stuff. Like, I'm going day by day. Day number one, here's what I'm doing. Day number two, day number three. And so like, people are going to be following me on this dramatic demonstration series over the next year and a half, year and a half, 2 years, until the book comes out. By the time the book comes out, think about the anticipation and the buildup and like the excitement for people to buy this book, right? We're going to do a whole bunch of stuff. We'll do dramatic demonstrations where I'm like, hey, I just wrote chapter 4 and it is so controversial. Like, I don't know if my publisher is going to let me read this. Hey, how many of you want to hear me read this chapter 4, right? And then do a whole like little mini event where we're reading chapter 4. Like, so like, this is how your brain's got to be thinking, right? How do you create these hooks? How do you create these dramatic demonstrations that amplify the hook of the bigger dramatic demonstration, which then gets people to buy into the thing you're trying to sell, which is continuity, right? So if you reverse engineer that, if you look at this campaign right now, so we have magnetic marketing, right? And I was like, right now we're adding, I don't know, we're adding 10, 20 people a day through paid ads. Paid ads are expensive. So it's just like, it's just kind of grind. And I was like, I want to add like 3,000 people this week, this month. And everyone's like, that'd be nice. We could. I'm like, no, I think we can. Let's do something dramatic. What do we do? And say, like, okay, well, what's the hook we can put out? They're like, let's shut down membership. If we shut it down, more people are likely to sign up, right? So Stu McLaren is the king of this. All his clients, they only open the membership twice a year. So they do the big shutdown campaigns. And I remember the first time he told me this, I was actually about to cancel Funnel University, which was a continuity program we ran for 4 or 5 years. I was going to shut it down. And I told Stu, I'm like, hey, I'm just tired of doing this. And he's like, don't shut it down. He's like, do a shutdown campaign. And I think at the time we had, I don't know, 1,500, maybe 2,000 members in that one. So it was like, it was making money, but it was also like, it was on the line where it's just like, I don't know if this is actually worth it for us. And so Stu was like, do this campaign. So we did a campaign where we shut it down. We're basically like, okay, we're shutting down. If you're a member, cool, you're in there. If you're not, we're closing it down. This is your last shot to get in. And if we come back, maybe we'll raise the prices. I don't know. So we did this campaign and we ended up signing up like, I don't know, 2,000 or 3,000 more people join the membership. We went from like having, you know, 1,500 members to like 4,000 or 5,000. All of a sudden it's like, now it's making enough revenue. Like now this is totally worth my time. I have to do this. And we did the shutdown campaign. And then we ended up keeping it open for 2 or 3 more years after that because some, you know, so many more members came in. And so for Kennedy, it's like, what if we do a shutdown campaign? And which Dan, by the way, is not a big fan of this, but he agreed to do it. And so we're like, that's the dramatic demonstration. But that was the campaign, right? So I could have sent emails. We're shutting down the thing. Like, that would have been like a dramatic demonstration. You could email to our list. But I was like, how to make this more dramatic, right? So I called up Dan, like, hey, Dan, can I buy a day of your time? He's like, sure. Because if you know Dan Kennedy, like, yeah, he always says yes to that. So I wired him the money. We bought a day of his time. I said, okay, this is the plan. We're going to fly out to your house to tell everyone we're shutting down the membership site. And then I'm going to talk about it. That way we can create a story behind this. He's like, okay, cool. And so that became the dramatic demonstration. So I'm flying to Dan Kennedy's house because we're shutting down the membership site. And I got to talk to him about why we're doing this. We're going to go to his basement. Nobody's ever been in his basement before. Or the internet. He does private consults in his basement, but the internet literally has never been in his basement, right? So we started like turning this into something instead of just like email us. Hey, we're shutting down the membership. So like turn this into an experience and a story and a dramatic demonstration. Like give me something where people can be excited by it, right? And so I literally bought a fax machine off of eBay. Show up the office, and I like we filmed this whole thing, and like him getting a fax from Dan Kennedy, like, we're shutting down the membership site, and like I'm booking the time and flying to his house. We're gonna talk about this. And if you've got a membership site or continuity program, come along because you're gonna learn how to grow continuity, and then you're gonna find out why we're shutting this thing down. You know, so that was the whole dramatic demonstration. And so we started emailing our list about that, like, dramatic demonstration, we're shutting the membership site down. I'm flying Dan Kennedy's house, come on the journey. We're gonna stream to you from his basement. There's never been internet there, we're bringing Starlink into like to put it into the basement, and, like, so we create this whole amazing story that gets people excited, right? And then people registered for that event, and it just happens. Thank you page. It's like, hey, as you know, we're shutting it down. If you're not a member yet, sign up for your trial because this is going to go away. And right now, the take rate on that is insane. Like, we're getting so many people joining continuity right now who have not signed up for some reason. They've heard us email literally every day now for like 2.5, 3 years about continuity. They haven't joined now. Because we're taking it away, they're freaking out and they're signing up, right? So this whole dramatic demonstration. But it doesn't stop there, right? So now this event of us going down his house is a bigger dramatic demonstration. So now we have the big dramatic demonstration. Now we got to craft little mini ones along the way, right? So now we made a whole bunch of ads and me with the fax machine. Like, I got a fax from Dan telling the story. So like these little mini like 2 to 3 minute ads and me telling the story behind it, these all became little mini dramatic demonstrations. They become a lot of ads on social and video that all drive people out back to the big dramatic demonstration, right? We have emails going out to the email list talking, like creating these dramatic demonstrations, bringing people back in. Tomorrow I'm flying to this house. So today I'm like going to go live on Facebook. Like, I'm flying to Dan Kennedy's house. I'm going to go see the Wizard of Oz. I'm going to be talking about joining the continuity program. But on top of that, we're actually shutting down his continuity program and find out why. And we're going to go on this journey. Who wants to come with me? So like I'll be going Facebook Live. And then from the airport, I'm going to do Facebook Live. And then from the La Quinta Hotel we're staying at in Cleveland, Ohio, I'll be going live. And then he's like, I'm driving to his house, freaking out. I'm going to go live. And like, well, all these little mini dramatic demonstrations all fueling and leading to the big dramatic demonstration. And that's the game plan, right? And so then in 2 days from me recording this is when we'll actually go live with this. And then, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but I think it's going to do well. So what we'll do is we'll go live for about an hour in Dan Kennedy's basement. We're going to show people the basement. Hopefully, it's always kind of, anyway, I love Dan Kennedy, but I'm still scared to death of him. So I'm going through this thing where I'm like, I hope I don't offend him. But the plan, the working plan right now, as long as he's cool with it, is like we're gonna like do a tour of his basement so you can see it. Like his basement's insane. It's like where all the masterminds back then used to actually happen. So some of the greatest marketing minds in the world were in that basement with him, plotting and scheming and planning different campaigns and offers and events. And it's a special place for like, especially for businesses like us. And you know, like it's pretty cool. So that's happening down there, which is gonna be awesome. And then we're gonna go for about an hour, and then the hour's over. Basically, we're like, hey, this is your chance to go sign up for the newsletter and do a big, huge push. And go 30 minutes to sign up, and then when 30 minutes is over, then we have the second training, which is like a 3-hour training with Dan, happening only for members. Now there's this big hook of like, you got to get in, like urgency and scarcity. Like the campaign isn't until Monday at midnight, but right now you got 30 minutes to get in to be on a live webinar for 3 hours with me and Dan Kennedy talking about memberships and continuity and how to get people to stick and how to grow. Like, and so now we have this urgency. So I'm hoping, like right now, I think we have 7,000 or 8,000 people who have registered for this event, and we haven't emailed the ClickFunnels list yet. So by the time we're done, we should have 15,000 to 20,000 people who register for this event. We're hoping to have, you know, 10,000 who are live on this thing. And if we cut it off, like if we can get 2,000 or 3,000 people to join continuity in that 30-minute window, like that changes the metrics of the business once again. Right now, I'm even more excited about Dan Kennedy's business. It's amazing, right? So we do that. So we do the 30-minute thing. We shut it down. We do 1 hour free training, and they got 30 minutes to sign up. And then 3-hour live training starts in the members area. And so everyone's joining, you know, signing up to go get in the members area as quick as they can so they can be part of the live training. So that's what's happening. And again, I don't know what the numbers are going to be. I have no idea. Based on just the people joining the continuity right now from Thank You page, it's going to be amazing. I think potentially we could double membership from this one dramatic demonstration campaign. Okay, that shifts everything. That's like us. That's me buying ads for the next 3 years. And doing it in one dramatic demonstration. You guys getting this? Like that's the power of this. And that's crazy. There's so many side stories I want to tell you guys. Because again, Dan Kennedy, I love him to death. He has no internet in his basement. The only way to talk to him is through fax. So all the correspondence happens through fax on this. And also like he's he's a very private person, obviously. He like doesn't, but we have to have people with cameras to be there. So it's like 4 or 5 people to be there for cameras, and he's kind of stressed about that. So it's like going through that stuff. And then we're bringing Starlink, which I didn't know what Starlink was. I thought it was just like, I don't know. I thought it was like your phone that's got like a hotspot on it. But apparently Starlink, you have to have like this big box that has to be outside. And then you like, you have a cord that has to be inside. And so I found out yesterday, I was like, that we have to have like basically which sets up outside his house and have like it through a window or a door. And I was like, we can't just pull that on Dan last minute. He would be furious. I'm like, he has to know. So we're faxing him like, okay, how do we fax him? Let him know that we're you know, this whole thing has to happen at his house, which he's not going to be happy with. So we fax him like, hey, for Starlink to work, this is what we have to do and how it's going to work. And then immediately we get a fax back from Dan, all caps, call me ASAP. And it's like, oh man, the Wizard of Oz is going to yell at us before we get there. Like I'm stressing out. And this is legit. Like I'm like, again, I love him to death. He is my mentor. He is my hero. He's one of the, you know, technically he works for me, which is a weird thing. Cause it's like, technically I'm your boss, but I'm so scared of you that whatever you say, like, anyway, it's this weird thing. But like, I'm legitimately scared. So his fax comes back in, like, call me ASAP. And it's just like, whew, okay. And luckily he was cool with it. He just wanted to know all the details and how it's going to work. But it's like all these little things, like, anyway, there's so much drama behind the scenes. I wish I could tell you guys all the stories, but just stuff like that to pull something like this off. It's actually interesting. The reason why we're doing this dramatic demonstration, if you guys are at Funnel Hacking Live, hopefully you were, Tim Shields presented, and he, man, it was a really cool presentation. He joined the Category Kings group. So the next month later, he was in Category Kings in this room right here, and he shared like how he does dramatic demonstrations. And his thing he said was so cool. And I hope you guys didn't miss it. I'm guessing most people missed it. Most, you know, you go to a 4-day event, there's so many, you know, gold bombs drop. But there's always like the things for me that I'm like, ah, like that's the thing. So what he said was interesting. He said that if you look what Tim Shields is, so he's a photographer. So he doesn't just like do photography training from his home. He doesn't do webinars from his house. Like he goes where his dream customer would want to go but can't, right? So he'll go on the side of a glacier, and then he brings Starlink in and he'll stream from there. He'll do his webinar there. He did a webinar from the side of the Grand Canyon, which you can't get internet to. So again, he brought Starlink out there and he did a whole dramatic demonstration. He's like, what's up everyone, I'm on a webinar. This is the Grand Canyon behind me. And he did a whole webinar from there. So his people, they follow him because they want to get the webinar, right? But they want to get it from the locations they can't get anywhere else, right? So he's doing these dramatic demonstrations. And the thing he said, he's like, you want to go where customers wish they could go, but they can't. And I was like, what is that for, like, what is that for marketing nerds like me? I was like, Dan Kennedy's basement. And I think Tim actually said, like, Russell, if I was you, so I don't know if I had the idea, he is probably him. But he's like, for you, you should do one in Dan Kennedy's basement. I was like, oh my gosh. So that's where that idea came from. And so, you know, if you follow Tim Shields, you should follow him, because look at what he's doing in the photography market. He's killing. I mean, the fact that he joined the Category Kings, or no, he's in Atlas Group, sorry, that's $250,000 a year investment. Like, he was able to write a check for $250,000 a year to be in this group, and he's in the photography niche. Like, what is he doing? Like, there's not many photographers who make enough money to be successful and have enough money laying around to write a check, right? And he's won a 2 Comic Con X award. So he's doing well. How's he doing it? Well, he's not doing webinars from his office. That's for sure, right? He's making these dramatic demonstrations dramatic. It's fascinating. So this is our first take at a Tim Shields style, going into the basement with Dan Kennedy. But like, what is that? What version of that for you? Like, what could you do? How could you do it? So anyway, I just wanted to kind of put that out there. Just getting the wheels in your head spinning about how to do these dramatic demonstrations. It's not just a challenge or a webinar, right? It's creating the story and crafting. And then the story to the affiliates, the story to the social media, story to your email. All these are little mini dramatic demonstrations, all fueling the big one. It's going to be amazing. So anyway, that's what's happened. I hope you guys get some value out of this episode. If you didn't, then you must be living under a rock or something, because I think this was full of some cool stuff. I mean, just the fact that us doing this one campaign, if we do it correctly, will be the equivalent of us buying ads for 2 or 3 years. And I need to keep this money. Zuckerberg doesn't get any of this money. This is just coming from the list we built in the past, right? So that's the power of all the stuff we're talking about. How to compress decades into days, right? By creating the right dramatic demonstration. So I hope this helps you guys and gives you kind of some cool ideas to think through. Again, Steve Larson and I are doing a dramatic demonstration event that's going to become a dramatic demonstration book here in the next couple of months. So I'm sure you'll see info about that. But this is what we're talking about. And like, trying to take this concept and really expand it to, like, it's not just this one piece of your marketing, but it's all the pieces of your marketing that create desire, excitement. It promotes the hook of the thing you're doing, brings people in, gets them excited to buy, it creates a fun buying experience, having a good time. You know, people, like, it gets people to actually show up for your webinar. Like, how do you get people to show up for my webinar? No one's showing up. Like, well, are you doing it from your home office? Because people are going to show up to Dan Kennedy's basement because it's live and it's the only time they're going to see this, right? They're going to watch Tim Shields on the side of a glacier because it's the only time it's happening, right? The more dramatic the demonstration, the more people are going to show up. So think about that. Hopefully this helps you guys. If you enjoyed this episode, again, please take a screenshot on your phone, wherever you're listening to this, and post it and tag me on social media and tell people, listen, the only way that the show grows, and I'm able, the bigger the show grows, the more time and energy I can spend with you guys. Again, I'm a big ROI guy. So if we get, 10,000 people listening, if I get 50,000, if I get 100,000, if I get 1 million, like, the more people listen, the more we put in this. So if you enjoyed this and you want to, like, share this, like, share it with other people, share it with everyone on your team, your staff, your employees, like, maybe your spouse is like, this if this episode is valuable to you, send it to them so they can listen as well and they all get on the same page with you as you're developing your dramatic demonstrations. That means the world to me. And if you like this, again, go leave a comment on Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast. I read those as well, and it means the world to me as well. So with that said, thank you guys so much. Hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll see you on the next episode of the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Let's go.